Today's shiur is Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Hei, and we will begin at the top of the Amud at the Mishnah. Our Mishnah continues to discuss Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Ma ben Pesach Rishon Sheni. How is there a difference in the way the Korbanos of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are brought? Says the Mishnah, HaRishon Asa Bayiroa Bayimotza. During Pesach Rishon, you're not allowed to have any chametz in the house. But on Pesach Sheni, chametz umatzi imu abayis, he's allowed to have chametz in the house. As we will soon speak, there is a machloikus that although the Mishnah clearly tells us that you're allowed to have chametz in the house on Pesach Sheni, and the Mishnah and the Gemara clearly tell us that Pesach Sheni must be eaten with matzah, there's a machloikus if the Korban Pesach Sheni may be eaten together with chametz. Some shittas hold that you're not allowed to eat Pesach Sheni together with chametz, even though the chametz is in the house, you're not allowed to eat it together with chametz. And others say that it may even be eaten together with chametz. Continues the Gemara. Mishnah Harishin ton halab chilosoi. Korban Pesach Rishon, when the Korban Pesach is being eaten, we have to say halal. Vashen ain ton halab chilosoi, but Korban Pesach Sheni does not require halal be said when we're eating the Korban. However, zev zeh ton halab siyosin, both the Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni do require that when the Korban is being brought, we should say halal. V'nechol and soli, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have to be eaten when the Korban is roasted. Amatz and Rorim, together with Matz and Morer. V'doich and Shabbos, and both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni override Shabbos, that you can be makir the Korban on Shabbos. The Tzlach, in fact, asks that the Mishnah should have first said V'doich and Shabbos, that the Korban is doich Shabbos, and only afterwards have mentioned v'nechol and soli, because the dechi of Shabbos is when we prepare the Korban. The nechol and soli is at night when we eat the Korban. So doesn't the dechi of Shabbos come first? Answer the Tzlach, that since nechol and soli, the halacha that the Korban Pesach Sheni has to be eaten roasted, the halacha that it has to be eaten al matzim roirim, is halacha that takes place every year. However, the halacha that it's doich Shabbos is not every year. It's only in the years when Pesach Sheni comes out on Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah first mentioned a din that takes place every year. So the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss all of the various halachas. Which halachas do Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni have in common, and which halachas do they not have in common? And we'll quickly try to summarize some of these halachas. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, as we learned, require that when we bring the Korban, we say halal. They both have to be eaten roasted with matzah and maror. They both are doich Shabbos. Those are the dinim we learned in the Mishnah. Furthermore, both have to be brought from a set tamim, an animal that's not a balmum. Zocher, it has to be a male, ben shana, within the first year. Both of them have a halacha that they can't be eaten nor when they're half roasted, or mevushel, or cooked. There's a halacha about lina. The Gemara will discuss perhaps Pesach Sheni. Also, we have to remain in Yerushalayim the night after it's brought. Pesach Rishon, we certainly do. There's a halacha of nechol ba'is echad, they have to be eaten in one house. You're not allowed to leave noiser from both of these kabbonis. You're not allowed to break a bone for both of these kabbonis. They are not brought until after Chatzos. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses that we've learned that the halach is that the Pesach Rishon was brought after the Korban Tamid. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses, is that halach also by Pesach Sheni? Or perhaps the Pesach Sheni was brought before the Korban Tamid. The halacha that we learned at the beginning, that the of this part of the Masechta, that the Korban Pesach that's brought Shaloi Lishma, or not for the Balaam, is possible. That halacha is both by Pesach Rishon and by Pesach Sheni. The halacha, as we will soon learn in the Gemara, is that we should not bring not a Pesach Rishon nor a Pesach Sheni just for one individual. The halacha is you have to register both for Pesach Rishon and for Pesach Sheni. They both have to be eaten at night. They both have to be given the dam when it's brought on the Mizbeach. Has to be Matana Achas, only one sprinkling. And there is no halacha of smicha, of doing smicha on the current Pesach, tenufas chaza v'shoik, or nusachim, like a regular carbon shlomim have. Where do Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni diverge? There's no dinner by Yiroa, by Yimotzah, by Pesach Sheni. There's no halacha, that there is no din that you're not allowed to own chametz when you bring the Pesach Sheni. Tosfos points out that Pesach Rishon should be brought in three groups. There is no such halacha of a Pesach Sheni. Tosfos furthermore points out that the halacha of the Pesach Rishon requires bikur dalad yomim, that 4 days before the carbon is actually brought, it should be inspected if it's not a balmum. That halacha doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, as we've learned, they brought along a carbon chagiga. It doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni. Although the Rambam says that although we're going to learn in the Gemara that you're not allowed to take out the Pesach Sheni from the house, by Pesach Rishon there's another halacha. It may not be taken out of the group. Says the Rambam that halacha doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni. The Gemara will discuss that perhaps a Pesach Sheni could be brought b'tumah a machlokes tanoim Pesach Rishon, unless roiv of Klal Yisrael tamei cannot be brought b'tumah. Women are, we learned, probably chay Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, we learned, they may not be mechuyev. Then there's another shaila, and that is regarding Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When bringing the Karban Pesach Sheni, do we also have to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Sfas Emes says that we do not. The Maral says that we do. There's another question. We know that Pesach Rishon, we have to drip the Maror in Tcharoises. There's a question if that halacha also applies by Pesach Sheni. And the Shal Shetshuvas Binyan Tzion points out that it depends why Charoises is brought, as we will learn in Perek Arvei Psachim. One reason the Gemara mentioned that Charoises was brought was as an antidote to the poison in the Maror. If that's the reason, then it applies obviously by Pesach Sheni too. But there is another Shita that says the reason it's brought is because of Zeich Letit, to remind us of the cement in Mitzrayim. And if that's the reason, then if we say that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni, certainly as the Sfas Emes holds, then this halacha would also not apply, that you would have to use charoises. Another shaila the Shalos Tshuvos Binyan Tzion discusses is we know that in the Haggadah by Pesach Rishon, Ragmiel Oimer Koshloi Oimer Shal Gimel Dvarim Halalu, whoever didn't say these three things, Mat Pesach Matzu Moror Lo Yotzu Yidei Chavosai, we're required to mention them in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by the Haggadah. There's a question if that would be required by Pesach Sheni. That means even according to Maral, who says that we have to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim by Pesach Sheni, perhaps, says the Shalos Tshuvos Binyan Tzion, we don't have to go that far to say the Sholosh, the Gimel Dvarim Halolu, as in Pesach Rishon. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabban, the Braisa teaches us regarding how we know which halachas apply to Pesach Rishon and which halachas do not. But in the way of introduction, there are two types of mitzvahs, there are really three types of mitzvahs, rather, in bringing the carbon. There's a mitzvah sheva gufoi, a mitzvah that applies to the carbon itself. For example, tzli, that the carbon has to be eaten roasted. There's a mitzvah she'al gufoi, which means it's a mitzvah that's not directly on the carbon, but it's related to the carbon. What would be an example? A matzis m'roirim, that it's the Korban Pesach has to be eaten together with matzah morah. And then there are mitzvahs shaloy al gufay that don't apply not at all to the carbon. For example, having chametz when you bring the carbon. Now the Gemara is going to discuss, the Brice is going to discuss which of these mitzvahs do apply by the Korban Pesach and which do not. Tana Rabbanan, k'chol chukas ha-pesach yasu oishai. The Torah says that the exact same way as the Pesach Rishon is bought, the Pesach Sheni should duplicate it. Says the Brisa, b'mitzvah shebegufa kos medaber. I'm talking about something that affects the mitzvah itself, that it intrinsic to the carbon. Mitzvah shal gufa menayin. How do we know that even mitzvahs that are not part of the carbon itself, but are related to the carbon, also have applied to Pesach Sheni? Tamaloimer amatzis umroirim yichlua, which matzah morer is a mitzvah with the carbon, but it doesn't apply to the carbon itself because it's matzah morer, not part of the meat. Yochal afil mitzvah shloy al gufoy. I would think that even mitzvahs that are completely extraneous to the hakrov of the carbon Pesach also apply. Tamaloimer ve'etzam liyishberu boy. The Torah says that you're not allowed to break a bone in the Pesach Sheni. To teach us, mashvirus etzem miyuchad mitzvah shabagufoy, what's the unique characteristic of the iser, a breaking of a bone in the Korban Pesach, that applies to the carbon itself? Afkal mitzvah shabagufoy, only mitzvahs that apply to the carbon itself apply to Pesach Sheni, not the other mitzvah. Isi ben Yehuda has a different approach. His approach is yasu oisoy. The Torah says, "Kechol chukas haPesach yasu oisai regarding Pesach Sheni." The mitzvahs shebegufay kos medaber. The Torah is only speaking about mitzvahs that apply to the carbon itself, nothing else. Amamar. So the Gemara now analyzes the Braisa. Yochol af mitzvah shloy gufay. The Braisa asks a question. Perhaps mitzvahs that even aren't part of the carbon itself also apply to Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, but the Braisa began, Ho Amrit, but mitzvah shebegufay akos medaber, that only mitzvahs that apply to the carbon itself are relevant to Pesach Sheni. So how is the Braisa asking that perhaps even mitzvahs that don't apply to the carbon itself should be applicable to Pesach Sheni? Hachikamer explains the Gemara, this is what the Braisa means to say. First, I would say, says the Gemara, that the only mitzvahs that apply to Pesach Sheni are mitzvahs that are inherent to the carbon itself. But then, says the Braisa, Hashtu d'amrit, but now that the Torah added and taught us regarding the Pesach Sheni, that our matzah umroirim yichlua, that the Pesach Sheni we have to eat with matzah maror. Alma, so what do we see? Yasa oisa lav dafkahu. So we see that the din, that Pesach, that the only mitzvahs that apply to Pesach Sheni are mitzvahs that are in the carbon itself, is not to be taken at face value. It's obviously not precise because we have here mitzvah of matzah morer, which is not part of the carbon itself, and yet we're saying applies to Pesach Sheni. So Emel, so says the Gemara, perhaps this falls onto the category of pratuklal, that many times in the Torah, where the Torah first says a detail of a mitzvah, and then the Torah gives a more general din, we have a rule, nasa klal moisel al prat, we say that the klal expands the detail, the filo kol milinami, and therefore I would say that all halachas of Pesach Rishon apply to Pesach Sheni, Kamash Malon. That's why the Torah teaches us that only certain halachas apply to Pesach Sheni, but not all halachas. Isa ben Yehuda asked the Gemara, according to that, the Gemara goes back to the Braisa. In the Braisa, Isa ben Yehuda taught us that the halacha of Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, only mitzvah shebegufay, only mitzvahs that apply to the carbon itself are applicable, because it says in the pasuk yasu oisai, and that is the limud. Ask the Gemara, Isi ben Yehuda, hai etzem my avadle. If that's the limud, and we're saying that any mitzvah that is inherent to the carbon by Pesach Rishon will apply Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, according to Isi ben Yehuda, why did the Torah have to repeat by Pesach Sheni the etzem lo yishbru boy, that you're not allowed to break a bone of the Pesach Sheni? Obviously you're not allowed to break any bone from the Pesach Sheni, because that a din is a din by Pesach Rishon also. Answers the Gemara, Meboile, he needs it to teach us l'echad etzem sheish b'mayach, whether the bone has marrow, v'echad etzem she'en b'mayach, and whether it doesn't have marrow. So as Rashi explains, and we learned the Gemara previously, we would say that although the Torah told us the etzem la yishbru boy, that we're not allowed to break a bone of the Karmen Pesach, I would say, which bone may we not break? A bone that doesn't have marrow. But a bone that has marrow, I would think you're allowed to break. Why? Because there's a din that you have to eat up all of the carbon. And that mitzvah's assay of eating up all of the carbon should supersede the lois assay of breaking a bone. That's why the Torah has to tell us that you're not allowed to break any bone, even in the Pesach Sheni. Ask Rabbeinu Chananu, that's fine according to Isi ben Yehuda. But how will the Rabbanan know that you're not allowed to break any bone in the Pesach Sheni, even a bone that has marrow? Answers Rabbeinu Chananu, that the way the Rabbanan will learn it is that we've learned that according to Rebbe, during the afternoon, after the Karban Pesach was brought, till the night when the Karban Pesach can be eaten, according to Rebbe, you would be allowed to break a bone. So that's what Rabbanim would say. We don't need a pasuk to teach us that you're not allowed to break a bone, because perhaps you are allowed to break the bone during that afternoon period. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanim, according to Rabbanan, that don't agree with Isi ben Yehuda's approach to understanding which halachas apply by Pesach Sheni and which halachas do not apply by Pesach Sheni. They don't learn it from the words Yasu Oisai. Rabbanan, hi Yasu Oisai, my Avad Lele. Why do they use the pasuk of Yasu Oisai? Teach us the Gemara of Mibaylish ain't shaykhim as a Pesach al Yachid, that we're not allowed to shaykh the Karan Pesach for individual. That Kamad Eshla during Madrinan, as much as we possible, that at least two people should be part of the Pesach Sheni, that's what we should do. And what Rashi says is that what one person should, if there's only one individual that's going to bring a Pesach Sheni, he goes to somebody else and asks him, this is before Pesach Rishon obviously, if he should please become Tamei, so he will not be able to either participate in the Pesach Rishon, and we'll have more than one person for Pesach Sheni. Drushash, the Chafetz Chaim, ask that we have a klal, Ein oim el adam chatei b'shvil shiyiske chaveroi. We don't tell a person to do an avera just because somebody else should be able to do a mitzvah. So why should somebody agree, ask Drushash, to become tamei, then in order that his friend should be able to bring the Pesach Sheni and he shouldn't be an individual alone? So the Chavetz Chaim answers that perhaps Pshan and Rashi is not that he goes and asks his friend to agree to become Tamei, but rather what the Chavetz Chaim says is he goes through all of Klal Yisrael to find another Tamei individual who will join him in the bringing of the Pesach Sheni. The Chazon Ish says that Ein Adam L'Adam Chatei B'Shvil Shiyiske Chaveri means that I can't ask somebody else to do an Aveira in order that I should be able to do a mitzvah. But if the other person volunteers, specifically in such a situation where he will be able to bring a Pesach Sheni, so he will not end up being excluded from the mitzvah, that's fine. What Rashi means, says the Chazon Ish, is not that I ask somebody to become Tamei. I have no right to ask somebody to become Tamei in order that I should be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. But if somebody will volunteer to become Tamei so that I should be able to bring a Pesach Sheni, that I shouldn't be a Yachid, that's fine. Taisa says that obviously this Gemara is going according to the Man D'Amar that says that the Pesach Rishon may be brought for an individual. Because if the halacha is, says Taisus, like the Man D'Amar, the Pesach Rishon may not be brought for an individual, and now we're saying that the Dinim of Pesach Sheni are the same as Pesach Rishon, so obviously the Pesach Sheni can't be brought for an individual. It must be, says Taisus, that our Gemara is going according to the Man D'Amar, that Pesach Rishon is going the Pesach Rishon could be brought for an individual. And perhaps Taisus says it goes even further. Now that we've learned that Pesach Sheni can't be brought for an individual, that's how we'll know that a Pesach Rishon should not be brought for one individual either. Tana Rabban. So the Braisa, Gemara quotes a Braisa where we will explain more about how we know which halakhas apply to Pesach Sheni and which do not. Tana Rabban. The pasuk says regarding the Pesach Sheni, "Kechol chukos haPesach yasa oisoi." Yochel, so I would think, "Shem shirishin osav b'ayiro b'ayimotzei." Just like we're not allowed our own chametz during Pesach Rishon, "Kach Sheni osav b'ayiro b'ayimotzei." So too, by Pesach Sheni, we're not allowed our own any chametz. Tamloima, a matzah from Rishon Yilchlua. Only the halacha of matzah meir, which applies to the carbon Pesach, maybe it's not part of the carbon, but it applies during the eating of the carbon, applies to Pesach Sheni. However, owning chametz, which is separate from the carbon, doesn't apply. As the Svas Emes, just like you have to have a Pesach with matzah meir, so too we learned that you're not allowed to own chametz when you bring the Karman Pesach. So ask the Svas Emes, why is matzah maror considered closer and more related to the carbon than owning chametz? Answer the Svas Emes, since, especially according to Hillel, where karch yachat, that we ate the Pesach matzah maror all together, and if not, you were not mekayim the mitzvah, so it's much more related versus owning chametz, where of course you're not supposed to own chametz when you bring the Pesach Rishon, but the halach is that if somebody did own chametz when he brought the Pesach Rishon, he was mekayim the mitzvah. The only mitzvah asay. So this only spoke about mitzvah asay, owning chametz, eating matzah maror, destroying chametz. Mitzvah loisa seminayim. How do we know that even mitzvahs loisa say that apply to Pesach Rishon do not necessarily apply to Pesach Sheni? Tamaloimer lo yishirim men avabayka. The Torah tells us they are not allowed to leave over any of the Pesach Sheni till the morning. Only this halacha of Pesach Sheni, this lav applies, not the other lav. But there's something unique about the lav of lo yishirim men avabayka. It's a lav hanitik lasei. It's a lav that's connected to an assay. Lo yishirim men avabayka, don't leave over. Va'nois men avabayka, if you leave over, be'esh tasraifu, you should destroy it with fire. How do I know, continues the Braisa, mitzvahs loisa say gomer minayim. How do I know that a pure mitzvahs loisa say that applies to Pesach Rishon doesn't necessarily apply to Pesach Sheni? Tamaloimer, ve'etzem lo yishbru boy, you're not allowed to break a bone in the Pesach Sheni. This lav applies with Pesach Sheni, not the other lavin. Ma prat mefurish. So now, after learning these psukim, we say metzus asay, or v'lois asay shenitik lasay, or lois asay gomer. Av kometzus asay v'lois asay shenitik lasay v'lois asay gomer. All of these don't apply with Pesach Sheni, except the ones that the Torah specifically includes. So what we've learned is that these three types of mitzvahs, some of them we include in Pesach Sheni, and some of them we exclude. And the Gemara will tell us what are included and what's excluded. Tosfos asks that this whole approach is going according to Rabbanim. Isi ben Yehuda, as we learned at the beginning of the Gemara, learns everything from the words of Oisoi. Chakal chukas haPesach yasu Oisoi. So ask Taisus and Rashi, what is Isi ben Yehuda going to do with the pasuk of Lo Yishiru Mimenu at Biker? So the answer, a few answers are given. One answer is to teach us that there's a halacha of Noiser by Karban Pesach Sheni, not because of the din of Pesach, but rather because like all kachim may not be left over. Another pasuk is like this, because perhaps Pesach Rishon had to be eaten by Chatzos. Pesach Sheni, says the Brikas of Rom, everybody will agree to be eaten till the morning. So since there's a different zman till when the Pesach Sheni could be eaten versus the Pesach Rishon, so we need a different pasuk to tell us that even under those circumstances, like Shirim and Abayki, you can't leave over anything in the morning. So now the Gemara begins. Bechlola the Matzis Marari Maklimabi. What do we include when the Torah says that the Pesach Sheni should be eaten with Matzah Mara? Tzliyesh. That it also has to be eaten roasted. But Pratim Ematle, what do we exclude? Hashbosa Sa'ar. That we don't have to destroy chametz when for Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara Epechanot. Perhaps say the opposite. Perhaps that we have to destroy chametz and we don't have to eat it with tzliyesh. Answers the Gemara Mitzvah the Gufei Adus. Tzliyesh is a mitzvah that applies to the carbon itself. On the other hand, owning chametz doesn't apply to the carbon itself. It applies, it's an extraneous thing that you're not on chametz when you bring the carbon. Continues the Gemara. Bechlolo de lo yeshirim men ha-boikim ma-kamabale. As we learned in the Braisa, lo yeshirim men ha-boikir is an example of a lav hanitik lase, that it's a lav, I am not allowed to leave over. If I do leave over, based on Sreifu. So the Gemara is saying that the Brice is teaching us that by the Torah teaching us this pasuk by Pesach Sheni of Lo Yeshu Memenu at Boiker, we're going to include a lav hanetik lase and exclude a lav hanetik lase. What are we going to include? Lo Yisoytsu Memenu, that it may not be taken out. According to the Rambam, it means that it may not be taken out of the house from one group to another group, which is halacha that applies to Pesach Sheni. That not only may it not be taken Pesach Rishon, that not only may the Pesach Rishon not be taken out of the house, but as we learned, it may not be even taken out of the group. According to the Rambam, that halacha won't apply by Pesach Sheni. Other Rishonim disagree that even that halacha will apply by Pesach Sheni. But part of Michael Matle, and what do we exclude? Well, what we exclude is lo yirah v'yimotzei, that there is no chiv of destroying the chametz by Pesach Sheni. Epechano, says the Gemara again, perhaps say the reverse. Perhaps say that you have to destroy the chametz, but you can take it out of the house. Answers the Gemara mitzvah the gufei adif. If I'm going to include something, I'm going to include something that applies to the animal itself, which is taking it out of the house. And I'm going to exclude taking out the chametz, which is destroying the chametz, which doesn't apply to the carbon itself. Ask the Noida Behuda, how can we think that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah of destroying chametz, would apply? The mitzvah Tashbisu, here we're talking about Pesach Sheni during the Yontif itself, the time of eating. The mitzvah Tashbisu is on Erev Yontif. The pasuk says, "Ach b'yoyim harishin tashbisu s'orm v'teichem," and the Gemara says "b'yoyim harishin" means erev yontif. So the Noi de Behuda answers that since the pasuk says "Ach b'yoyim harishin tashbisu s'orm v'teichem," and it also says that shivas yomim you're not allowed to have s'orm v'teichem, so we see that the mitzvah of tashbisu, although the Torah couches it in the words of Erev Pesach, doesn't only apply to Erev Pesach, but there's a chiv of destroying chametz all of Pesach, and that's the Gemara's question. Perhaps that should be the lav hanitik lase that applies to Pesach Sheni. The Gemara continues, b'chloloi de etzim la yishbuboi, when the Torah said the words v'etzim la yishbuboi by Pesach Sheni, my kamarba, what is the Torah adding with that? It's come to teach you al toichum menu no, that you're not allowed to eat the carbon Pesach when it's, according to Rashi, when it's half cooked. According to the Rashbam, is when it's raw. The Sefer Chadoshim Gam Yishonim adds that in this pasuk also is included, in this limud is also included, that you're not allowed to eat the Pesach Sheni cooked. What do we exclude? That we're not allowed, that by Pesach Rishon, we're not allowed to own chametz when we bring the carbon Pesach, that din will not apply by Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Epechana, perhaps say the reverse. Perhaps I should be allowed to eat the Pesach Sheni in any form of cooking, and I should not be allowed to own chametz when I bring the Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, mitzvah the gufei adif, we'd rather speak about a mitzvah that applies to the carbon itself, how it's prepared, roasted, versus owning chametz while I bring the carbon, which doesn't apply to the carbon itself. So the Mishnah taught us, harishin ton hal b'chilasoi. The carbon Pesach Rishon, when we ate the carbon, we said halal. Says the Gemara anonymously. From where do we know that halal was said when we ate the carbon Pesach Rishon? Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimba Yitzadik. Om Akra. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hashir Yilachem. You will sing Kaleil Haskadosh Lachag on the night which is a Yontif. Leil Hamakudosh Lachag, a night which is Yontif Ton Halal, requires saying Halal. Leil Sheim Kudosh Lahal, but a night which is not Yontif, Pesach Sheni, which is not a Yontif, ain't Tol Halal, doesn't require Halal. However, the Mishnah said, V'zeh V'zeh Ton Halal B'siyosim. Both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni require Halal when their carbon is brought. My Tama, why do we say that at least for Pesach Sheni we have to say Halal at least when it's brought? The pasuk that we just learned said, "Hashir yolachem b'leil eskadosh shachag." So the pasuk is speaking about the difference by night. That the night of Pesach Rishon there's a requirement to say halal, but the night of Pesach Sheni there is no requirement to say halal. But by the day, they're both the same. By both of them, you have to say halal when you bring the carbon. Is it possible to say that Klal Yisrael are bringing the Karan Pesach, or Neutlans Luvayim, or they bring the Lulav, Veinarim Howl, that people should be doing this and not have to say Howl? It doesn't make any sense. Like the Miri explains, here we have mitzvahs that took place in the Azorah of the Beis Hamikdash, that took place with all of Klal Yisrael being there. Certainly Howl is required. The Briskarov makes two interesting observations in this Gemara. He says that Rashi teaches us that every day when a carbon was brought, the Levim would sing the Shir Shloyoyim, the Shir of that day. Rashi in Masecht Erechin says, the Briskarov says, that the Shir Shloyoyim of the Levim of Erev Pesach was Halal. In another place, in our Masecht on Daf Samach Dalit, Rashi says that all of Klal Yisrael sang Halal when they brought their Karmen Pesach. So says the Briskarov, obviously when Halal was said when the Karmen Pesach was brought, there were two reasons. One was that the Levim was saying it because it was their Shir Shalyoim, and the other was that Klal Yisrael, as the Gemara just said, that if Karban Pesach is brought, how is it possible not to say Halal? But then the Briskarov adds that the Halal that said Pesach by night, by Pesach Rishon, serves two purposes. One purpose is that it's the Yontif, and on Yontif we're supposed to say Halal. And another purpose it serves is that we're bringing the Karban Pesach, and when we bring the Karban Pesach, at least the Pesach Rishon, when we eat it, we're supposed to say Halal, we're supposed to sing B'Shira. And that perhaps is the basis for the minig that many people say Halal twice, Pesach by night. Once they say it in Shul, and once they say it at home by the Haggadah. Interestingly, the Halal that's said in Shul, we make a bracha. Why do we make a bracha? Because that's Halal for Yontif. Halal for Yontif is like every Halal that we say on Yontif, where a bracha is required. The Halal that's said by the Haggadah is not the Halal of Yontif. It's the Shira. It's to sing and glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a new type of Halal. For that Halal, Chazal did not make a bracha. But what Chazal did say, interestingly, is that the Tosefta that says the Halal should be said b'ne'ima yaseira, with a lot of sweetness, with joy. What's pshat? Halal that's said in shul, halal that's said for yontiv is like every tefillah. There is no specific halacha of ben'ima yaseira. However, the halal that was saying by the seder is not because of the tefillah of halal. It's because of a shira. A shira. What is a shira? A shira is ben'ima yaseira with sweetness. Otherwise, it would not be considered a shira. Continues the Gemara. V'necholam tzli. We said both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are eaten roasted, and they both are doicha Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shabbos in, the doicha Shabbos, but tumma loy. It doesn't override tumma. That means, as we learned, Pesach Rishon and most of Klai Yisrael were tumay. We bring it in a status of tumma. That halacha says this Tana will not apply to Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Masnis and like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda taught, the Brisa teaches us, Doichas Shabbos, Pesach Sheni is Doichas Shabbos, Vena Doichas Tumma, but it's not Doichas Tumma. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, after Doichas Tumma, it even overrides Tumma. Says the Gemara, my Tanya is Tanakama. What's the reason of Tanakama that says that Pesach Sheni is not Doichas Tumma? Says the Tanakama, Mnei Tumma de Chisif. The whole reason why we waited for Pesach Sheni because of Tumma. Yachsav Yasba Tumma. So now should I bring the Tumma? Then why was the whole need to bring Pesach Sheni? Rabbi Yehuda says, Rehuda, HaTara Chazav Alasus B'Tara. The purpose of Pesach Sheni was that we should be able to bring the carbon B'Tahara. That would be great. Loi Zacha, but if we couldn't, at least Yasba Tumma, bring it in a state of Tumma, that we should not leave out bringing the carbon Pesach this year. Tanar Abonan, Pesach Rishon Doichas Shabbos, Pesach Rishon Doichas Shabbos, Pesach Sheni Doichas Shabbos, as we learned in the Mishnah. Pesach Rishon Doichas Tumma, Pesach Rishon overrides Tumma, Pesach Sheni Doichas Tumma. Pesach Rishon Ton Lina, the halacha is that Pesach Rishon, you had to stay overnight, the night after you brought the carbon, Pesach Sheni Ton Lina, and the same halacha applies by Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Doichas Tumma, the Rice is teaching us that Pesach Sheni is Doichas Tumma. Command, who does this come out like? Rabbi Yehuda. As we just learned in the previous Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Pesach Sheni is Doicha Tumma. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that this Bryce is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda Ton Lina, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Pesach Sheni requires that we remain overnight? For Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Menayin le Pesach Sheni, Shein Ton Lina, how do we know that Pesach Sheni does not require staying overnight? Shenemar, it says in the morning you'll go back. This is by Pesach Rishon. In the morning you'll go back home. And the next pasuk says, for 6 days you should eat matzahs. Teaches us the Gemara had nechel shisha in the yontif Pesach Rishon where matzahs eaten for the next 6 days. That's where there's a halach of tonlina that after the Pesach is brought, you have to remain that night in Yerushalayim. However, the Pesach where there is no halacha that for the next 6 days I eat matzah, Pesach Sheni, and Ton Lina. There's no requirement for Lina. So how could this price be going according to Yehuda? And it seems it's going according to Yehuda because the price says that it's Doicha Tumma, yet it also says that it's Ton Lina, and Rabbi Yehuda says the Pesach Sheni ain't Ton Lina. Says the Gemara, try to not believe Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machloikis tanoim. What Rabbi Yehuda held regarding Lina. We had a version of Yehuda not requiring Lina, but this price holds Rabbi Yehuda held that Pesach Sheni requires Lina also. Ask Tosfos, how could I say that Pesach Sheni requires Lina? Didn't we learn that any mitzvah that's not intrinsic to the carbon, we have to have a special lima to include in Pesach Sheni, and otherwise it's not included, and this is not a mitzvah shebegufa, it's not intrinsic to the mitzvah. So the Stipler answers, and his answer is based on what the Migdash David says. The Migdash David says that lina, the reason why the Torah requires us to remain in Yerushalayim the night after we bring a carbon, is because it becomes a yontif. The day we bring a carbon is a yontif. In fact, he explains that's the reason the Migdash David says that a kohen gadol had to live in Yerushalayim. since the halacha is that a kohen gadol brought every day a carbon minchas chavitim, so every day was a yontif for him, and therefore he had to remain in Yerushalayim every night. So that's why the Gemara would think that he taka has to stay by Lina, by Pesach Sheni, even though it's not a mitzvah shebegufay. And in fact, what is the reason for the Tana that holds that we don't have to stay overnight? If the halach is that when one brings a carbon, it becomes his yontif, and he has to remain overnight. So the Rishonim explain, since it's only brought as a tashlumim, it's only brought as a makeup for the Pesach Rishon, so therefore it doesn't have the full-fledged din of a yontif, and that's why that Tana will hold that ain't tonalina doesn't require overnight. There's an interesting shaila, by Pesach Rishon, how long do you have to stay? In one place it seems that Rashi says that you have to stay for the first two nights of Pesach. In another place, Rashi says that you only have to stay for the first night. So the Rishonim explain, the Meshiv Nefesh explains in understanding Rashi, it depends. If somebody brought the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and then he brought on the next day the Shalmei Chagiga, so the Shalmei Chagiga is another yontif for that Korban, and he has to stay another night. But if the person will bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and will not bring the Shalmei Chagiga at the beginning of Yontif, as we've learned the Shalmei Chagiga can be brought later in the Yontif, he will not have to stay the first two nights, he'll have to stay the night after the day he chose to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. The Gemara ended off in saying that when is there a requirement for Lina, like according to one Tana, only when you stay, only by the Yontif of Pesach that has a chiv to eat matzah for the next 6 days. So the Gra extrapolates from this Gemara that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 6 days, all 7 days of Yontif. That's what it says. Hanechel Shisha, where we have to eat matzah for the remainder of Yontif for the whole 7 days. Rashi is obviously bothered with this question, and that's why Rashi says that it doesn't mean that you have to eat matzah for the next 6 days. It means that if you want to eat a bread product, it has to be matzah. So now, we learned earlier in the Masechta that if most of Klal Yisrael were Tomei, then they could be the Korban Pesach Rishon v'Tumah. But now the Mishnah will discuss which Tumah allows us to bring the Pesach Rishon v'Tumah and which not. HaPesach Sheba v'Tumah, the Pesach Rishon that's brought with Tumah, Lo Yochel Men Zovim Zovis, a Tumah of a Zova, a Zova, a Nida, a woman who's a Nida, you let it so she had childbirth, that Tumah person may not eat of the Pesach Rishon, even if it's being brought because most of Klal Yisrael are Tomei. The Machlum, but if these people who aren't supposed to eat from Pesach Rishon, even when it's brought the Tumah, ate from it the Tumah, normally when somebody Tomei eats a carbon, he's Chayiv Karis, teaches us the Mishnah Peturim Karis, they won't be Chayiv Karis. Rebeleza Poita Af Abiyas Migdash. Rebeleza says that they also won't be chayiv karis for going into the Beis Hamikdash when the tamei. Rebbe Lezer says that the isser of going into the Beis Hamikdash when tamei does not apply when the Korban Pesach is being brought betumah. There's machloikis, Rashi and Ramba, and Rashi and Meiri. What will be the halacha if most of Klal Yisrael were zovin the zovois on Pesach Rishon? Rashi says they can't bring Pesach Rishon, as we just learned in the Mishnah, so they'll bring Pesach Sheni. The Meiri says they won't be able to bring not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon, as we learned in the Mishnah, they can't bring. And Pesach Sheni they won't bring, because says the Meiri, the only time Pesach Sheni is brought is when most of Klal Yisrael is only when it's Yechidim, when it's the minority. But here we're dealing with a majority. A majority is never pushed to Pesach Sheni. So under such circumstances, says the Meiri, will they not bring not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni? Tan Rabban, Zavim Zavois, Nidos V'Yaldos, Sheochel B'Pesach Sheba B'Tamei. If they ate a Korban Pesach that was brought in Tamei, Yochel Yechayavim, I would think they Chayiv Karis. Tamaloima Kol Tar Yochel Basar, a Tar person should eat from the Korban. V'Nefesh Shatoich B'Basar Zavach Hashlamim, Ashal Hashem. A person who eats from a carbon v'tumoso alav, and he's tamei v'nechrusso, he's chayiv karas. Teaches us the brisa. Nachal tahirim, in a situation where the carbon paste has been eaten by tahirim, that's when chayav lam shem tamei. Somebody who's tamei will get karas. But in a situation v'she'ein nachal tahirim, where the carbon is not being eaten only by tahirim, in a year when if most of Klal Yisrael were tamei meis or tamei sheretz, the Karm Pesach is eaten the Tuma, then ain't Tameim Chayom Lam Shem Tamei, even the Zovim, the Zovis, etc., that eat from it, will not be Chayiv Karas if they eat from it, even though they shouldn't have. Rabbi Lezoimer, Yochel, Doku Zovim, Venichnus Lazara. If the Zovim came into the Azara, but Pesach Baba Tuma, in the year where the Karm Pesach was brought the Tuma, Yochel Yechayovim, they should be Chayiv Karas, because the Allah is that if a Zov comes into the Azara, he's Chayiv Karas. Tamlon v'yishalchum and amachna kol tzruah v'kol zov v'kol tamei l'nefesh. Teaches us the Rebbe Lezer. Bezman she tamei meisim shtalchin, in a year that the tamei meisim have to leave the azara, zovim mitzurim shtalchim, the zovim mitzurim have to leave, and if they go in the chayif karas. Ain't tamei meisim shtalchim. But in a year where the tamei meisim aren't sent out, in a year where the Karm Pesach is brought, because most of Klal Yisrael are tamei meis, and Zovim Mitzurim Mishtalchim, then if the Zovim Mitzurim go in, they're not Chayiv Karas. The Rabbonim, who disagree with Rebbe Lezer, what will they use this Pasuk for? So we learned earlier in the Masechta, they're going to use this Pasuk to teach us that a Tamei Meis is not allowed to be in Machne Shechina, a Zov is not allowed to be in Machne Leviya, and a Mitzur is not allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. Ba Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef. We just learned that in a year when most of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, these people who are Tamei Meis may come into the Azara to bring their Karban Pesach. They have no reason to go into the Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be the halacha if they went into the Beis HaMikdash? Will there be chayiv karas for going into the Beis HaMikdash when they're Tamei or not? Do we say, Midishtri Tuma Azara, since they're allowed to come into the Azara, even though they're Tomei, Ishtri Nami Tomas Heichel, they're also allowed to go into the Heichel. Oidilma, my Ishtri Ishtri, to the Azor we allowed them to go, because that's where they need to be to bring their common Pesach. My Deloy Ishtri, Loy Ishtri, but to the Mesa Migdosh, to the Heichel, we have no reason to let them, and they have no right to be there, and there'll be Chayiv Karas for going in there. Omer Ravas, Rava answers, Omer Krav Yishalchu Mira Machna, the Pasuk says, Mira Machna, from, what does it mean, from? I feel a mixus machna, even a portion. That means in the Azor the allowed to be, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yishalchu the now allowed to be, and if Chas V'Shalom they go there, the Chayiv Karas. Ikadamri, but other have a different version. Amar Rav Amar Kro, the Yishalchem Chutz L'Machna Tishalchem. The Torah says that they have to be sent out. Kol Heich the Karina Beil Chutz L'Machna Tishalchem. When that they have to be completely sent out. That's when Kareem Baby Shalchem Melchel. That's when they also say they're not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But in a year where they're not completely expelled, for as we're learning, since most of Klal Yisrael Tamei, they're allowed to be in the Azara, then they're also not expelled from the Heichel. But explains Taifis, that although they're not expelled from the Heichel, that they get chorus of Chas V'Shalom, they go into the Heichel, they're still over a mitzvah say if they go into the Heichel when they're Tomei, because they have no reason to go in there, and therefore they're over and are safe if they do.